Recording?
Check. Interview number 8. A pair of human brothers. Twins, I believe. I'm interested in as to whether they are similar to Catherine in terms of having magic, or whether they are similar to Ezra in nature. Hopefully these two get along. Teleport in 3, 2, 1.
Hey, what? Henry, this ain't the restaurant you promised me.
Yes, I suppose you could say that.
Do you think it's the gods again? And they did threaten to...
No, this feels different. Less malicious somehow.
So we're not gonna have to fight anyone?
I didn't say that. Stay on your guard. You never know what might happen.
Please state your name and age.
My name's Al.
And why should we do such?
Because introductions are customary when you meet a new person, and because you are in a strange room in which I have complete control.
A fair answer. My name is Henry, and this is my twin Alistair. And you are?
Not important.
Hey, that's not fair. We gave you our names.
Mal, be polite. Let's not cause trouble here.
Thank you, Henry. Now, can you describe where you live?
It changes from time to time, usually in the city.
It's a shame we have to move soon. I really do like the apartment we're in. It's such a nice oven. I won't be able to, it's so fancy.
Why do you have to leave? Is it due to costs?
Not exactly. Our work includes a lot of travel, so it's hard to stay in one place for longer than a few months.
What is your work?
Oh, we go around and...
We're specialized delivery men. Our company isn't too big, so we have to travel a lot to meet our customers' demands.
Yeah, it takes us all sorts of neat places.
That sounds fascinating. You two are both human. I'm curious, how much do you know about magic?
Quite a bit. I've studied it, but my brother and I aren't magic users. I honestly find the idea quite terrible.
The idea of using magic?
Yeah, we've had some bad experiences with it. And our boss ain't partial to magicians.
Magic has ruined our lives enough already. I don't need any more of it to deal with. Speaking of which, I believe that you used magic to get us here. Why us,
Next, can you tell me about...
Hold on, you're asking us plenty of questions, but considering we know nothing about you, I'd rather not answer your inquiries without posing some of my own. So why did you pick us?
Fair enough. You two were on my list.
Like a telemarketer?
Yes, kind of like that.
And who provides your list? I'm fairly certain we didn't sign up for anything.
I'm not sure. It was delivered anonymously.
Well, maybe we can help you find who sent it. Henry, now, we are pretty good at things like that.
Thank you, but I'm sure I'll be fine on my own. May I ask about the nature of your delivery service? What sorts of things do you deliver?
We deliver all sorts of gadgets and gizmos. Everything from port cubes to lander rods.
And what exactly is a port cube?
Well, you see, it's a small boat for...
I'd like Alistair to answer this one.
It's a small boat thing. It ports places.
Can you explain that a bit better for me?
It ports places. Like teleporting, but I mean, obviously not, because that would be magic. And, well, we don't do magic. Just, you know, knickknacks and such.
Right. Alistair, you wouldn't lie to me, right?
Well, I'd say not, miss, but I really don't think you'd believe me.
That's a fair answer. If you were to use magic, what kind of magic do you suppose you would be using? And before you start talking, Henry, no, I've heard enough of your answers for right now.
Do I have to answer this question? Because I really don't want to.
Yes, you do. I'm not going to tell anyone else, if that helps you at all. I'm simply curious.
Well, I guess that's all right then. I guess if I were to use magic, it would probably be something, you know, cool, like super strength or something.
Are you sure that's magic? It sounds more like a comic book, to be honest.
Hey, it's perfectly good theoretical magic.
Okay, if you insist. And Henry, you may speak again. What kind of magic do you find interest in?
I'm not answering that.
Too bad. Either answer that or be stuck here. Those are the options.
Fine. I use telekinetic powers, as well as coalescing magic into a physical object, such as a sword. Really basic stuff.
Theoretically, of course.
Of course. Thank you for answering those questions. I know it's not something you'd normally talk about. Now, I still have a few more questions for you both. Can you describe to me one of your earliest important memories? Something that stands out to you?
Yeah, I can do that. Right, Henry?
Yes, Al. Go ahead.
Right, well, I remember playing the god of my mom. And she taught me how to tie, you know, sticks together to make swords. So me and her, well, we'd play all day long. We'd play fight. I would always break the swords, though, and so we spent a lot more time making them than fighting with them.
Wonderful. Thank you. And Henry, can you tell me about your past?
Yes, I believe I can do that. While Alistair may have very innocent memories of our childhood, mine are far from nice. By the time we were old enough to remember, our father had already given up on Alistair. His proclivity for magic wasn't great enough, and so the responsibility fell to me. His standards were high, and my performance was not. After Mother died, he grew more demanding. The day we turned 18, Al and I left.
What did you do after that?
We lived our lives. You wanted a memory, so I gave you one.
Okay, then. I'm very curious now about your work, though. I've been thinking about it. The objects you describe sound curiously like magic. How do you imbue the magic into them?
Magic. Do you need an explanation?
Yes, I do.
I can't give you one due to the terms of our employer.
Alistair, I'd really love if you would explain this to me. I promise that it's the last question. I can let you go after you answer this.
So as part of our
Alistair, don't. We don't owe this person anything.
Henry, I implore you to shut up. Remember that there's nothing stopping me from keeping you here or spreading knowledge of your magic. Let Alistair speak, or I will do one or both of those things.
So as part of our job, it's to gather magic, but it's trinkets and such to sell. We collect magical properties from places, and then we add those to items to allow people without magic to use them.
Thank you very much, Alistair. You can trust that I'll keep this information secret as not to interfere with your work. Henry, I appreciate your adherence to secrecy, just don't let it get you into more trouble than it's worth. And finally, thank you both for your time.
Thank you. Please let us go now.
Yes, of course. Teleporting in 3, 2, 1. That pair worries me. Henry is far too controlling, and I fear that Alistair may never find his voice. Aside from that, although they couldn't be more than young adults, they appear to have found themselves deep in some dangerous activities. I have worrying suspicions about the source of the magic for their gadgets. I only hope they never come into contact with the others I've interviewed. May they all stay safe.
And you're sure you didn't say anything that could compromise us?
Of course not.
They go over that in training, Haley. We're not idiots, despite what you may think.
And you're sure about that? You two regularly torment the demon who's engaged to the God of Chaos. That isn't very smart, if you ask me.
Perhaps we're still alive, so clearly it isn't the worst idea.
Sure, alive. Though, didn't your pal Silas strip away the magic you had? And didn't that almost kill you?
What a nice guy. He buys an apartment.
Alistair, don't be daft. He nearly killed you. Yes, Haley, you're right, but that is in no way related to the situation at hand. We didn't say anything, but I don't think we got any more information than you did.
Did you get any information?
She has a list received anonymously.
I already knew that.
Yes, I know that. Let me finish. You're nearly more controlling than I am.
Ugh, fine, continue.
Thank you. Now, she's very interested in magic, so I'd assume she doesn't know much about it, which is interesting. She was suspicious of my descriptions of her delivery job, but I don't think she knows the true nature.
Henry, we.
She clearly knows nothing about the people on her list, or she would have known about Mad. She doesn't know who she can trust. All we have to do is earn that trust, and it should be easy enough to get what we're looking for.
Henry, what about the.
Alistair, let me do the talking, please. It should be fairly easy to do. I can't begin to understand how you managed to fail the first time.
Wow, that's rude. I may be controlling, but at least I'm not a jerk to Alistair.
Now, Henry ain't a jerk. He's my brother.
Quite frankly, he's both.
I would appreciate it if you would refrain from insulting your superiors, Haley.
Oh, come on. I'm not insulting you too badly. I've definitely done worse.
And if you wish to keep your job, you won't do worse again. Alistair and I are here to work on taking her magic and bringing it back to Joe.
I can do it.
And we can help.
You should have done so earlier. It's not my choice to be here, and definitely not my choice to work with you.
I'm so close, though.
To what, finding her? You know that isn't the end goal, Haley.
Perhaps not, but it would make things easier.
I suppose you continue to work towards that with whatever means you're using. We'll check back in once you achieve that, or fail to do so.
All right. I have to go now.
Bye then.
Sorry for the interruption.
Good luck. I'll see you
Thank you
soon.
for
See you
listening
soon.
to episode
I'm
9.
coming!
This podcast
Jesus
is written and
Christ.
directed
I
and
think you need
produced by Liliana Conrad and Felix Pazorski. Script, editing, help from Leviathan Radford. Music design done by Jared Cherney Cohen and cover art done by Leviathan Radford. Our social media handles and how to support us can be found in the description of this episode. The interviewer is voiced by Liliana Conrad. Alistair is voiced by Kyle Carlson. Henry is voiced by Brian Grossman. Ailey is voiced by Dakota Roe Bailey. Thank you again for listening, and the next episode will be available in 2 weeks. Until next time.